Welcome to Lesson 3 of Arabic in Context series. Before proceeding, it is highly recommended that you watch and study the previous two lessons before proceeding. And on the difficulty scale level, today's story belongs to the beginner level. In this lesson, our goal today is to acquire new vocabulary and learn the difference between masculine and feminine forms in Arabic. We'll first read the story slowly together. Meanwhile, you'll be linking between the meaning of words using the corresponding colors. Next, I'll highlight the new verbs and vocabulary with their meaning. I'll then highlight the rules that will help you recognize and work with feminine and masculine nouns. Afterwards, we'll read the story again at a faster pace and without the translation this time. But you'll pay attention to the feminine factors that you will see in the story. Then, we'll view the new vocabulary one more time using the flashcards and try and learn the words by heart. And then, you should reach your goal by understanding the story of last time, but this time retold using female characters to compare and contrast the differences with the story of last time. Let's get started. هيا نطير. في الصباح على شجرة في الغابة قالت الأم لصغارها لا تخرجوا من العش ثم طارت الأم تبحث عن غذاء قال الطائر الصغير هيا نطير رد الجميع لا نحن لن نطير فلما رجعت الأم قالت لا تخرجوا من العش حاول الصغير أن يطير أمسكت الأم بالصغير قبل أن يقع على الأرض قال الصغير سامحيني يا أمي. Now we're going to have a look at the new verbs that we've seen in this story. طارت تبحث عن قالت رد حاول أن أمسكت ب رجعت يقع على And now it's time for the new words in this story. شجرة الأم العش غذاء الصغير الأرض And now it's time for the language chunks. هيا هيا نطير لا لا تخرجوا ثم فلما قبل أن سامحيني يا. And I have to say that the word "ya" can sometimes be dropped from the translations in English. We can sometimes just translate it into a comma to show that you are addressing someone, or you could just literally translate it to "oh." So when you say "ya Allah," that would be translated to "oh Allah." And so, as you've just seen and heard, the main character in today's story is a mother, al-um, which is different than what we've had so far. But how is this different? Previously, we learned these past verbs. Qala, raja'a, tara, amsaka. And we always used male characters with them, like the word al-jad, which means the grandfather. But in today's lesson, we've seen a bit of a difference. قالت الأم رجعت الأم طارت الأم أمسكت الأم. So now I want you to have a look at all of these four verbs and tell me, what do these verbs have in common when we use them with a female noun, الأم? What is the same change that happened to all of the verbs on the left side here? Exactly. We added ta to the end of each of these verbs. And just like that, you use past verbs with feminine nouns. So a sentence like حاول باسم. Basim, as you might know, is a name of a boy. But if we changed it to Basma, for example, which is a name of a girl, the verb goes through a small change by adding ta at the end of the verb to make it حاولت Basma. But then you might wonder, how do you know if this or any other noun is feminine to know whether to change the verb or not? Well, if the noun ended with ta marbuta, like the one you see in the word Basma, then it's almost always a feminine noun. And you can even use this method to turn masculine nouns into feminine ones. Like the word طبيب, which means a male doctor, and when we add تاء مربوطة at the end, it will become طبيبة, which is a female doctor. جد, grandfather. Grandmother will be جدة. معلم means a teacher. معلمة means a female teacher. And so on. And to make sure you've understood the point, make sure you work on the extra exercises that I will leave in the description of this video in a worksheet. So at this point, I will read today's story again faster than the previous time, and you will try and pay attention to how past verbs are used with feminine nouns.
في الصباح على شجرة في الغابة قالت الأم لصغارها لا تخرجوا من العش ثم طارت الأم تبحث عن غذاء قال الصغير هيا نطير رد الجميع لا نحن لن نطير فلما رجعت الأم قالت لا تخرجوا من العش. حاول الصغير أن يطير. أمسكت الأم بالصغير قبل أن يقع على الأرض. قال الصغير: سامحيني يا أمي.
And here are the new vocabulary and the language chunks one more time to have a look at them. Now, I recommend that you go on Quizlet.com and try and learn these words by heart. If you don't know what Quizlet is or you forgot how you use it, I recommend that you check lesson 2 one more time, in which I explain how you deal with Quizlet and what you can get out of it. Alright, so now you can recognize when verbs or nouns are used with feminine forms. Can you spot the differences in the coming story when compared to the story of last time? Last time we had this story as our quiz for lesson 1 and 2. Today I am retelling the very same story but using female characters. Can you see the differences? Now let's see.
Basma wal Jadda. خرجت بسمة في الصباح تبحث عن جدتها فقالت بسمة لن أنتظر حتى تأتي جدتي وعادت بسمة إلى الحقل حزينة وفي الليل لاحظت بسمة أن جدتها مريضة سألت بسمة الطبيبة هل جدتي مريضة؟ قالت الطبيبة نعم وأعطتها الدواء فرحت بسمة وفرحت جدتها.
So like I said, this was the exact same story as the one from last lesson. Did you manage to see any differences between this story and the story of last time? Leave your answers in the comments below, and I'll give you my feedback if you want to have my feedback. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the end of today's lesson. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.